Even because I don't have enough self-confidence and I fear I cannot use my abilities and talents for service to Krishna, what do I do in this situation? Thank you.
Često, pošto nemam dovoljno povjerenja u samog sebe i osjećam da ne mogu da iskoristim svoje sposobnosti i talente u služenju Krišne, i šta da uradim u ovoj situaciji? Hvala.
I think we all know this. When we doubt in our own abilities, it will become difficult for us to do something.
Mislim da nam je svima poznato to da kada sumnjamo u svoje sposobnosti, da nam je teško da bilo šta učinimo.
A lack of self-confidence is something like fear.
Ta manjak povjerenja u samog sebe je jedna vrsta straha.
When are we afraid?
Kada se u stvari bojimo?
We are usually afraid when we see things separated from Krishna.
Obično nas je strah kada stvari vidimo odvojeno od Krishna.
When we forget Krishna.
Kada zaboravimo Krishna.
But at the when we are able to remember Krishna, not even death itself can strike fear into our hearts.
Kada se sjećamo Krišne, čak ni sama smrt nam ne može donijeti strah u srcu.
When you feel that you don't have enough self-confidence to use your talents in Krishna's service, you must overcome this fear by connecting yourself with Lord Krishna.
Kada god osjetiš taj strah da ne možeš svoje sposobnosti da zbog manjka povjerenja u samog sebe iskoristiš u služenju Krišne,
yeah,
da se trebaš potruditi da se povežeš sa Krišnom.
You must somehow bring Krishna in your life.
Na neki način moraš dovesti Krišnu u svoj život.
Without Krishna your life is dead.
I bez Krišne tvoj život je mrtav.
Without Krishna you can only act like a robot.
Bez Krišne možeš djelovati samo poput robota.
And without Krishna you will most probably fail.
I bez Krišne najvjerovatnije da ćeš propasti.
Therefore Lord Chaitanya said when he preached to the people, accept Krishna as your master.
Zato je gospodin Chaitanya rekao, govorio kada bi propovjedao ljudima, prihvati Krišnu za svog gospodara.
Accept Krishna as your father.
Prihvati ga kao svog oca.
As your mother.
Kao majku.
As your life breath on which you are dependent.
Kao tvoj životni zrak na kojem ovisiš.
At this time when you really take Krishna in your heart, all the fear will go away.
U tom trenutku kada Krishnu primiš tvoje srce, sav strah će nestati.
And when you hear the word this is impossible, you begin to laugh loudly.
A kada čujete riječ to je nemoguće, počet ćete se glasno smijati.
You laugh because you know with Krishna's help everything is possible.
Smijat ćete se zato što ste znati da je uz Krišninu pomoć sve moguće.
Thank you very much for this wonderful question.
Hvala puno za ovo prekrasno pitanje.
How should a devotee understand and behave when he sees that some devotees are envious of him?
Na koji način bi se trebao ponašati bhakta koji primijeti da su neki drugi bhakte zavrni na njega?
When a devotee understands that someone has bad feelings about him, he usually thinks, most probably they are right.
Kada bhakta osjeti da neko drugi ima prema njemu neka negativna osjećanja, on obično pomisli, najvjerovatnije je on u pravu.
I have forgotten my dear Lord for so long.
Već tako dugo se sam u zaboravu na svog gospodina.
I have committed indescribable sins in forgetfulness of God.
U toj svojoj zaboravnosti na gospodina napravio sam ogromnu količinu grijeha.
I deserve much worse than what I get now.
Zaslužujem mnogo više nego što sam do sada dobio.
On the other hand, a devotee who sees enviousness begins to analyze what is envy.
S druge strane, kada bhakta primijeti tu zavist, on počne da analizira šta je to zavist.
Envy usually, when someone has envy, it means he is sad in his heart.
Obično, kada je neko zaviden na nekoga, to znači da je on u svom srcu u stvari tužan.
He thinks someone has something which I don't have and I feel sad.
On misli, pa neko drugi ima nešto što ja nemam i zbog toga se osjeća žalostan.
But does anyone have more than I?
Ali da li ko ima išta više od mene?
If I really have Krishna, does anyone have more than I have?
Ako ja zaista imam Krishna, da li iko drugi ima nešto više od mene?
If I really have Krishna, I'm satisfied.
Ako zaista imam Krishnu, onda sam zadovoljan.
So, an envious person is someone who doesn't have Krishna in his heart.
Zavidna osoba je osoba koja nema Krishnu u svom srcu.
Let me give you an example.
Dopustite da vam dam jedan primjer.
Let me say, I, Sachinandan Swami, am envious on the beautiful frisura of Dr. Dionysus.
Recimo da sam ja Sachinandan Swami zavidan na prekrasnu frizuru Bhakta Dionysa.
He has more hair than me.
Ima više kose od mene.
It's more beautiful.
Mnogo je ljepša.
And he has applied color from Germany.
I na nju je stavio njemačku
farbu. At that moment I become very sad.
I u tom trenutku ja postajem jako žalostan.
I'm from Germany but I don't have color in my hair.
Ja sam iz Njemačke, ali nemam njemačku farbu.
See, enviousness is never the problem of someone against whom the enviousness is directed. It's always the problem of he who has envy in his heart.
Vidite, zavist nije problem onoga na koga je ta zavist upućena, nego je to problem onoga koji osjeća tu zavist u svom srcu.
When I'm envious of Dionysus, nice frizura, is this his problem?
Kada sam ja zavidan na ovu lijepu frizuru Bhakta Dionysa, je li to njegov problem?
Or is it my problem?
Je to moj problem?
You must learn one thing. Never make the problem of someone else your own problem.
A morate naučiti da nikada nečiji tuđi problem ne pravite svojim sobstvenim problem.
When someone is envious on you, it's not your problem.
Kada je neko zaviden na vas, to nije vaš problem.
It's his problem because he is suffering in his heart.
To je njegov problem zato što on u svom srcu pati.
So wish well for the person that he begins to feel better.
I poželite dobro toj osobi da počne da se bolje osjeća.
But it's childish and foolish to suffer when someone else is, when someone is envious on you.
Ali je djetinje i glupo je da patite kada je neko zaviden na vas.
Please forgive me that I preach so strongly. Dear Sachinandan Swami, yes, why we are sometimes cold and impersonal towards devotees, and how can we be more personal towards them and other living entities?
Dragi Sachinandan Swami, zašto smo nekada tako hladni i impersonalni prema drugim baktama i kako možemo postati personalni prema njima i prema drugim živim bićima?
Thank you for this question.
Hvala puno na ovo pitanje.
I think we will learn to be good towards other devotees when we begin to respect them.
Mislim da ćemo moći biti dobri prema drugim baktama kada počnemo da ih poštujemo.
Let us analyze this little word respect again.
Hajmo sada da opet malo analiziramo ovu riječ poštovanje.
It comes from the Latin word respectare.
Na engleskom ova riječ se kaže respect i onda to dolazi od latinske riječi koja glasi respectare.
Spectare means to look.
Spectare znači gledati.
And re means to look again.
A re znači ponovo.
Respect, in other words, is the ability to look a second time on one situation.
I kada se to spoji, taj riječ respektare znači da je to mogućnost da osobu možemo da ponovo pogledamo.
Let me give you an example.
Dopustite mi da vam dam jedan primjer.
Say I'm feeling, oh, Dionysus is a devotee, why does he grow such a frizura?
Recimo da ja razmišljam na način, oh, Dionysus je bata, pa zašto opušta tu kosu?
And why does he use German color?
Zašto koristi tu njemačku farbu?
He should be advanced enough to be above such things.
Trebao bi da bude toliko napredan da bude iznad tih stvari.
5 years.
Već 5 godina.
I may react like this. But when I use, when I look a second time on Dionysus, I will see something totally different. I will see a great soul who is so long with great faith engaged in Krishna consciousness.
Vidjet ću jednu divnu osobu koja je već tako dugo uključena u služenje Krišni.
I will see a young man who finds his position in the life and has married a wonderful devotee from Osijek and now has a nice devotee daughter.
Vidjet ću jednu prekrasnu osobu koja traži svoje mjesto u društvu i koja je oženjen za jednu prekrasnu baktinu iz Osijeka i ima još jednu malu baktinu čerku.
I will see a person who is so kind that although I always make jokes with him in public about his frisura since many years, he still invites me to his house.
Vidite jednu prekrasnu osobu koja, iako već godinama se šalim na njegov račun, na račun njegove frizure, ipak je tako dobar prema meni da me čak pozivaju u svoju kuću.
To look a second time gives you a total different picture.
Kada po drugi put pogledate u nekoga, to vam daje potpuno novu sliku.
Respect is necessary when you want to live with devotees.
Poštovanje je neophodno ako želite da živite sa baktama.
When you have no respect, you will unavoidably commit Vaishnava aparats.
Ako nemate poštovanja, to će neizostavno dovesti do toga da napravite Vaishnava aparat.
Because when you look only one time, you will see all the material things.
Zato, to je zbog toga što ako samo jednom pogledate u osobu, vidjet ćete samo materijalne stvari.
But when you look a second time, respectare, look again, you will see the spiritual things.
A kada po drugi put pogledate respectare, onda ćete vidjeti potpuno druge stvari.
I think the reason why we sometimes don't have such ideal relationship between ourselves is because we only look one time.
Mislim da je uzrok tome što ponekad imamo tako loše odnose je taj što samo jednom gledamo jedni od drugih.
We do not respect the person.
Ne poštujemo osobe.
All respect is the key to spiritual understanding.
To poštovanje je u stvari ključ za duhovno razumijevanje.
Respect towards devotees.
Poštovanje prema baktama.
Respect towards your sacred practice of spiritual life.
Poštovanje prema svetom praktikovanju vašeg duhovnog života.
Respect towards the nature which Krishna has given you.
Poštovanje prema prirodi.
I mean nature in the sense of mountains, rivers, and so on.
Priroda u kontekstu planine, rijeke i tako dalje, koju vam je Krishna dao.
Respect is important for spiritual life, and no respect enters the opens the door for material life.
Poštovanje je neophodno za duhovni život, a nepoštovanje otvara vrata materijalnom.
Please excuse me for using you two times, Dionysus. I know the devotees will listen when they hear such an example, but I very much respect your nice devotional qualities. Yeah. It's all right. Yeah. So, what is the next question? I must say, this is really a wonderful mechanism. Please read loud. Yes.
Kako da ne postanem sahađija, a da i dalje lijepo mantram, imam fine odnose sa drugima. How can I avoid to become sahajya and to still nicely chant and have nice relationship with others?
I do not know what you consider to be a sahajya.
Ne shvatam šta podrazumijevaš pod tim da je neko sahađija.
A sahađija usually is someone who believes that material things can be spiritual.
Sahadžija je osoba koja vjeruje da materijalne stvari mogu biti duhovne.
Let me explain to you the philosophy of Sahajism one time so that you know what it is.
Dopusti mi sada da ti objasnim šta znači Sahajija, kako bi to mogao razumjeti.
Lord Chaitanya's forehead bleeded when Jagai struck his pot against it.
Kada je Jagai slomio ovaj vrč o glavu gospodina Tanandin, Chaitanya, onda je njegovo čelo je krvarilo.
When I get hurt, my forehead also bleeds.
A kada se ja isto tako povrijedim, moje čelo isto krvari.
Therefore, I have a body like Lord Nityananda.
I zbog toga ja imam tijelo poput Nityanande.
Or I have a body like Lord Chaitanya.
Ili imam tijelo kao gospodin Chaitanya.
Or I have a body like Krishna.
Ili imam tijelo poput Krishne.
Krishna danced with many women.
Krishna je plesao sa mnogo žena.
Because I have also a divine body, I also should enjoy with many women.
Pošto ja imam božansko tijelo, ja bi isto tako trebao da uživam sa puno žena.
This in very short words is the philosophy of Sahajism, which means basically I accept what is material as spiritual.
To je u osnovi filozofija Sahajiluka koja znači da materijalne stvari prihvatam za duhovne.
It's interesting to hear, isn't it? How they think.
To je interesantno da čuti kako oni razmišljaju.
Yeah. Hare Krishna. I do not want to say much about this philosophy.
Ne želim puno govoriti o toj filozofiji.
But I really think, let me say like this. Once a Mataji asked Prabhupada, when I see the deities, I cry, and when I chant, I also cry.
Dopusti mi da to izrazim na ovaj način. Jedna Mataji rekla šlo Prabhupadu, o, kada vidim božanstva, plačem, a isto i kada mantram, plačem.
Prabhupada said, very good.
Prabhupada je rekao, jako dobro.
We must cry for Krishna.
Moramo plakati za Krishna.
So when you feel a little emotionally, no problem.
Tako kada se osjećate malo emocionalno potaknuti, to nije problem.
The problem comes when you make a public display out of your emotions.
Problem nastaje kada od toga pravite javnu predstavu od vaših emocija.
Yes, when you are behaving more or less like a prostitute who does by bringing your insight into the world.
To je manje više ponašanje koje provodi prostitutka koja svoju unutrašnjost daje cijelom svijetu.
Maybe to get some reputation.
Možda da bi dostigla neki ugled.
When you cry for Krishna, do it in a silent place.
Kada plačete za Krishnom, učinite to na nekom tihom mjestu.
We must cry for Krishna.
Moramo plakati za Krishna.
Do you know what happens to an eye which cannot cry?
Znate li šta se događa oku koje ne može da plače?
It gets so dry that it gets infected.
Ono postane tako suho da se infitira.
And all the dust which accumulates in the eye stays there.
I sva prašina koja upada u to oko ostaje tu.
Only an eye which can cry can survive.
Samo oko koje može plakati može preživjeti.
In the same way, only a devotee who feels very connected with Lord Krishna and feels, my dear Lord, please save me, he can survive spiritually.
Samo onaj bhakta koji može plakati za Krishnom i reći, o moj gospodine, molim te spas me, može opstati u duhovnom životu.
But he should do this in silence.
Ali to bi trebalo da učinim nekom odvojenom mjestu.
What is, if a person is fully convinced in this process, but still does not have much taste and spiritual realizations after many years of practicing?
Šta ako osoba koja je u potpunosti uvjerena u ovaj proces, ali još uvijek nema puno ukusa i duhovnih realizacija i čak i nakon mnogo godina praktikovanja.
The Bhagavatam says he has a heart of stone.
Bhagavatam kaže on ima srce od kamena.
Hare Krishna. What to do with a heart of stone?
Šta učiniti sa tim srcem od kamena?
How do you melt stone?
Kako utopiti kamen?
You need a lot of heat.
Potrebno ti je puno toplote.
So when you don't have any spiritual experiences, you must go and turn experience where a lot of spiritual intensity is coming.
Kada nemate puno tih duhovnih realizacija, trebate da odete na mjesto koje je intenzivna ta duhovna atmosfera.
For instance, you should come this Mayapur festival to the installation of the Panchatattva on the sacred night of Gopunim.
Na primjer, trebali biste da dođete u Mayapur na instalaciju Panchatattve na sveti dan Gopurnima.
There will be thousands of devotees.
Tu će biti hiljade bhakta.
Chanting in ecstasy.
Koji će pjevati u ekstazi.
Lord Chaitanya will most probably appear personally.
I najvjerovatnije da će se gospodin Chaitanya lično pojaviti.
At least in his deity form.
Makar u svom obliku kao božanstvo.
And Mother Ganga will smile in ecstasy.
A majka Ganga će se smiješiti u ekstazi.
And I think all the demigods will come and shower flowers.
I mislim da će doći svi polubogovi baciti cvijeće.
Or you can go to the Woodstock festival.
Ili možete otići na Woodstock festival.
There is Holiness India Jumna Maharaj preaches for to 100,000 young people who are drunken with beer.
Gdje njegova svetlost Indra Jumna Maharaj propovjeda stotnama hiljada mladih koji su pijani od piva.
When you feel your heart is of stone and you want to melt it, go to some place where some spiritual heat is.
Kada osjetite da vam je srce poput kamena, idite negdje gdje se nalazi ta duhovna toplota.
Could go to some people who are not spiritual cold in their heart.
Idite nekim ljudima koji nemaju tu duhovnu hladnoću u svojim srcima. Šta ako se učeniku pojavi sumnja, da li je njegov guru vjerodostojan zbog nekih izvanjskih aktivnosti gurua koje mu se ne čine primjernim i kako da u toj situaciji izbjegne uvredu? What to do if a disciple arises a doubt that his spiritual master is bona fide because of his activities, some out activities, and that disciple has he thinks that these activities are not so good, and yeah. How to in such situation avoid the apparatus.
Yeah. I have the feeling we still have a little bit the train station atmosphere here. Is it possible to open the place where you have your food for life, or is it closed now? Because then the children can be there, and also the people who like to talk a little can be there. Yeah. But maybe there is a child crying now since 20 minutes. The mother doesn't know how to deal with the child. Maybe some mother can give that mother a tip how to take care of the child. Here, this is cruel. Yeah. Okay. So maybe to stop the to have a peaceful atmosphere, we should have maybe someone there, and we could open the room so that it is everyone can be nicely accommodated. So, Hare Krishna. It's sometimes important to have a peaceful atmosphere. So, when a disciple has doubts in his spiritual master,
kada učenik ima neke sumnje u svog duhovnog učitelja,
it is very important that he first goes to other Vaishnavas and sees if the problem is really in his spiritual master, or maybe the problem is in his misdirected vision.
Jako je važno da taj bhakta ode drugim vajšnavama i da provjeri da li je njegov guru u krivu ili je u pitanju njegova loša vizija toga.
He should ask, I'm seeing this, please, my dear Vaishnava, is it correct what I see or is it just a misunderstanding on my part?
On treba da ode drugim vajšnavama i da ih pita da li je to možda nešto što zaista nije u redu ili samo greška u mom razumijevanju.
So then from there are two possibilities.
I odatle sad imamo dvije mogućnosti.
One is that the guru has a problem.
Jedna je da guru ima problem.
The other is that the disciple has a problem.
A druga je da učenik ima problem.
When the guru has a problem, it is good if this problem is corrected by his god brothers.
Kada guru ima problem, onda je jako dobro da ta neka greška bude ispravljena od strane njegove braće po Bogu.
So in that case, we should go to these god brothers and you know and request them to do something.
I u tom slučaju je dobro da odemo njegovoj braći po Bogu i da ih zamolimo da uradi nešto.
And when the disciple has a problem, it often helps if the disciple's god brother can help this disciple to overcome his problem.
A kada učenik ima problem, onda je dobro da mu pomognu isto tako njegova braća ili sestre po Bogu da pređu preko tog problema.
So, thank you very much. What is the meaning and necessity of having a darshan of a guru? Thank you very much.
Koje je značenje i potreba da se ima darshan sa gurom? Hvala puno.
It's very interesting question.
Ovo je vrlo interesantno pitanje.
I would like to tell you first the general meaning of darshan, which is quite often totally different than what we think it is.
Sad ću vam objasniti generalno značenje riječi darshan, koje je dosta različito od onoga za što mi obično smatramo da je darshan.
In this world we always think it's important that we see something or someone.
U ovome svijetu obično mislimo da je jako važno da mi vidimo nekoga ili nešto.
But the spiritual understanding is different.
Ali duhovno razumijevanje je drugačije.
In the spiritual understanding, it's important that you are seen.
U duhovnom razumijevanju je bitno da ste vi taj koji je vidjen.
Let me give you an example.
Dopustim da vam dam jedan primjer.
When I come to the deities,
kada dođem ispred božanstava,
what will I see with these material eyes?
Šta ću uopšte vidjeti sa ovim materijalnim očima?
The form and colors.
Oblike i boju.
And maybe three dimensions.
Možda i tri dimenzije.
But this is not the spiritual reality.
Ali ovo nije duhovna realnost.
It's much more important than to see the deities, that the deities see you.
Mnogo je važnije od toga da ti vidiš božanstvo i da božanstvo vidi mene.
When I do have darshans of the deities, I always pray to Krishna, please Krishna, look at me.
Kada ja idem na darshan sa božanstvom, uvijek se molim te Krishna, pogledaj me.
You will not have much pleasure if you look at me, but it will be very good for me.
To neće dati baš puno zadovoljstva, ali to će biti jako dobro za mene.
Darshan, in other words, means that you become the object of Krishna's seeing.
Na drugim riječima, darshan znači da vi postajete objekt
Darshan with a spiritual personality means that you become the object of his seeing.
Darshan drugim riječima znači da sa nekom duhovnom osobom, to znači da vi ste onaj koji je viđen.
He looks at you.
On vas posmatra.
And by his, therefore, when you meet him, you should please him.
I zato kada se sretnete sa njim, trebali biste ga zadovoljiti.
So that he looks with pleasure on you.
Tako da sa zadovoljstvom gleda na vas.
It is said when you come to meet a saintly person, don't come empty-handed.
Rečeno je kada dođete da se sretnete sa svetom osobom, nemojte doći praznih ruku.
Bring a fruit.
Donesite neku voću.
Or a present.
Ili poklon.
Or bring your heart, some affection.
Ili donesite svoje srce, neku naklonost.
Today we will practice the art of darshan because each one of you will be able to offer to Krishna a fruit, a leaf, some lava cold water and a light. And a flower. Sorry, yeah. And a heart, yes. Jesus. Gotcha.
Sada ćemo imati priliku da vježbamo tu umjetnost dašana i svako od vas će imati priliku da ponudi ovdje jedan plod, list, cvijet, malo vode, radakunda i svoje srce.
And Krishna will be so happy with you.
I Krishna će biti jako zadovoljan.
And look at you with pleasure.
I gledat će na vas sa zadovoljstvom.
When we meet a sadhu, in our ISKCON movement, it sometimes meets, I take all my mental problems and just go.
U našem pokretu ponekad je značenje toga da idemo da vidimo nekog sadhva i da dođemo tamo i bacimo na njega sve svoje mentalne.
And then the poor sadhva after 5 hours of having read this, he's totally exhausted. He will try his best to look mentally, to look happily at us and bless us. But maybe he's a little exhausted and needs milk. When you come to a sadhu, please him. So that he looks mercifully upon you. And then this will be. No need to speak so much. He understands very quickly. He just needs to look in our eyes. And ask good questions. How to advance?
Postavljajte dobra pitanja, kako da napredujem?
How can I become a lover of Krishna?
Kako mogu postati ljubavni Krishna?
This is the meaning of darshan.
To je značenje darshan.
Thank you very much for this extremely relevant question.
Hvala ti puno za ovo strašno relevantno pitanje.
I must say you have wonderful questions. Oops.
Moram reći da imate prekrasno pitanje.
It may be because so many butterflies yeah, they have inspired you. Beautiful. How can we free ourselves from enviousness?
Kako se možemo osloboditi od zavisti?
Become happy. A happy person is never envious.
Sretna osoba nije nikada zavisna.
In your report from America, this is very exact question, a very exact answer.
Ovo je vrlo ovako, konkretno pitanje i konkretan odgovor.
Yeah, become happy in Krishna consciousness.
Postani sretan u svjesnosti
Krishna. I'm very serious.
Mm-hmm. Jako sam ozbiljan u tome.
In your report from America, you said that you had a conversation with His Holiness Haridananda Maharaj. Can you explain the principle which arises from that conversation that sometimes we should not be attached to those parts of the tradition which are not really essential?
U svom izvještaju iz Amerike rekao si da si imao da si razgovarao sa Haridananda Maharajom. Da li možeš objasniti primjer koji je isplivao iz tog razgovora, da ponekad ne bismo trebali da budemo vezani za one dijelove tradicije koji nisu zaista esencijalni?
In my meeting with Haridananda Maharaj, the learned Maharaj put forward a very interesting thesis.
Kada sam se sreo sa Maharajom, učeni Maharaj je dao neke veoma bitne teze.
He said that for the spread of Krishna consciousness, which is a spiritual movement, it is not always necessary to maintain all the cultural specialities and details of India, which is material, these cultural details.
On je rekao da u širenju duhovnog pokreta nije neophodno da sve materijalne detalje iz indijske kulture da i dalje da ih imamo prisutne.
He gave an example.
Dao jedan primjer.
Imagine Christianity would have limited itself to the cultural environment of the Jewish tradition.
Zamislite da se kršćanstvo ograničilo samo na kulturnu tu baštinu jevrejske kulture.
Then every Christian would have to wear a certain beard.
Onda bi svaki kršćanin morao da nosi određenu vrstu brade.
And a certain sombrero, certain hat, yes. And there would have been certain traditional habits which would have to be adopted.
Isto tako trebalo bi da usvoji neke tradicionalne navike.
So in the same way, Krishna consciousness should not remain restricted only to the culture of India.
I na isti način svjesnost Krišne ne bi trebala da se ograniči samo na tu kulturu Indije.
The principle of distinguishing between what we should keep and what is not so important to keep is to determine what brings pleasure to Krishna and what is therefore important.
Princip koji bi nam trebao pomoći u tome da razdvojimo te stvari, šta je bitno od Krišne, je ono što nam stvari to šta je to što donosi zadovoljstvo Krišni, a šta ne.
Yes. Whatever brings pleasure to Krishna, that we keep.
Što god donosi zadovoljstvo Krišni, to ćemo zadržati.
For instance, in Hinduism it is not allowed to cross the ocean for a monk.
Na primjer, u toj kulturi za jednog sveta, za jednog monaha nije dozvoljeno da pređe preko okeana.
No, should a sannyasi be associated with any woman?
Niti bi se sannyasi trebao družiti na bilo koji način sa nekom ženom.
But Srila Prabhupada crossed the ocean.
Ali Srila Prabhupada je prešao okean.
And accepted women as his spiritual daughters.
I prihvatio žene kao svoje duhovne kćerke.
Because this brings pleasure to Krishna.
Zato što to donosi zadovoljstvo Krishna.
In that sense he didn't follow this specific cultural detail which is material.
U tom smislu on nije slijedio taj određeni dio te kulture, zato što nije toliko esencijalno. Zato što je materijal.
Yes. Dear Sachinanda Maharaj, please can you tell me what should we do when two spiritual masters inspired us in the same time and we don't know who is our guru? Hare Krishna.
Dragi Prasanna Swami, šta da radimo ako nas u isto vrijeme inspirišu dva duhovna učitelja i ne znamo tačno koji je u stvari naš duhovni učitelj?
In the material world you do in this case like this. Ele, mele, mu, raus, bris, du. And whatever is left, then you have some opinion.
U materijalnom svijetu to radimo ovako za jednu petu pet, ali ako izlačimo jedan po jednu ovu kapku, ali to u duhovnom vizu nije tako.
You have this in Bosnia also, something like this?
Yeah.
In the spiritual world, you pray to Krishna.
U duhovnom svijetu vi se molite Krishna.
Krishna sends you your guru. We are not a personality cult.
Mi nismo kult osobnosti.
Or a guru cult.
Ili neki guru kult.
We are a Krishna movement.
Mi smo Krishnin pokret.
So Krishna sends us our guru.
I Krishna nam šalje naše guru.
Pray to Krishna.
Molite se Krishna.
Don't go this ausbist du noch lange nicht. Wir mal sehen, wie viel Haare du frisst. Ole, mele. Krishna Das Goswami ist mein spiritual master.
Ne idete tako da pjevate pjesmicu, ne idete peti pjesmicu na kraju. Krishna Das Goswami je moj duhovni učitelj.
I know.
A znam, tako ispalo.
No, become a spiritualist.
Ne, postavite duhovnja.
Take shelter in Krishna.
Utočište u Krishna.
Ask Krishna.
Pitajte Krishna.
Please show me my guru.
Molim te, pokaži mi mog guru.
When I was a little child,
kada sam bio djete,
5 years old,
samo 5 godina,
my friends would always play.
Igrao bi se sa svojim prijateljima.
And after 2 hours I got bored.
I nakon 2 sata bi se počeo dosađivati.
And I remember I was going to one of the trees who was my friend.
I sjećam se kako sam išao do jednog drveta koji bio moj prijatelj.
And I climbed on the tree.
Peo sam se na to drvo.
And I looked from up on my friends who were playing, continuing to playing, and then starting to search for me.
I onda bi gledao da osko svoje prijatelje koji su se igrali i onda bi u neka doba počeo da me traži.
And I remember I prayed to Krishna, to God, please, I don't want to be part of this world, of this type of life internally.
I onda sam se molio Bogu, molim te, nemoj da budem zauvijek dio ovoga svijeta.
No, I don't want to play now with this football with my friends.
Ne želim sad da se igram fudbala sa svojim prijateljima.
And later play marriage.
I poslije da se igram braka.
And then play with atom bombs.
I onda se igram s atomskim bombama.
Or political things. I want to be part of your world.
Želim da budem dio tvog svijeta.
Please send me someone who can guide me to you.
Molim te, pošalj mi nekoga koji mi može pokazati put do tebe.
I remember as a child I would regularly sit in this plum tree and pray like this.
Sjećam se da sam kao dijete se uvijek sjedio na tom drvetu šljive.
Yes. Šljive, yes. Šljive. And then Krishna sent me to Srila
Prabhupada.
A little while ago in Belgrade I read how Prabhupada was preaching to an Irish poet. And the poet said, oh, it's so difficult to find a spiritual master.
I taj pjesnik je rekao, tako je teško naći duhovnog učitelja.
Prabhupada said, no, it is not difficult at all.
Prabhupada je rekao, ne, to nije uopšte teško.
The difficulty is, are you sincere?
Poteškoća je u tome da li ste iskren.
When you are sincere, you will pray to Lord Krishna who is in your heart.
Kada si iskren, molčiš se Krišni koji je u tvom srcu.
And he will lead you to a spiritual master.
I on će ti pokazati put do duhovnog učitelja.
And the spiritual master will lead you to Krishna.
Duhovni učitelj će ti pokazati put do Krishna.
Krishna will make, in other words, he will open your eyes.
Drugim riječima, on će otvoriti tvoje oči.
And he will open the heart of that spiritual master so that he gives you his mercy.
I otvorit će srce tog duhovnog učitelja da bi dao svoju milost.
The question is really a question of sincerity.
U pitanju je samo sta iskrenost.
Thank you very much for this question. I hope this answer satisfies your inquiry.
Hvala puno za ovo pitanje. Nadam se da ovaj odgovor zadovoljava.
Here's a question in the sweet Bosnian language.
Kad mantram pažljivo, bez uvreda, pokušavam da meditiram na Radha Krishna oblik. Tada se dešava nešto što me malo zbunjuje. Šriši Radha Krishna se ne pojavljuju ni u meditaciji, ali mi se manifestuje lik mog gurua. Molim vas, objasnite mi to. When I carefully chant, without offenses, I'm trying to meditate on Radha Krishna form. And that it happens something that is confusing. They don't appear to me in my meditation, but the form of my guru is appearing. Please, can you explain that?
It's not so easy to explain such a very personal and high realization which you have.
Nije tako lako da se objasni ta jako lična i uzvišena realizacija koju imaš.
It could mean that Krishna tells you, please go through your spiritual master to me.
To bi moglo značiti da ti Krishna govori, molim te, idi kroz svog duhovnog učitelja do mene.
But I must tell you very honestly, I cannot answer this question 100%.
Ali vrlo iskreno ti moram reći da ne mogu u potpunosti odgovoriti na ovo tvoje pitanje.
I think only Krishna can explain this question to you.
Mislim da samo Krishna može objasniti ovaj.
After all, he made the arrangement.
Na posljedku on je napravio taj aranžman.
When you sometimes don't understand something in your life.
Kada ponekad ne razumijete nešto u svom životu.
Don't stop asking.
Nemojte prestati postavljati pitanja.
Do you know what is a very nice way to ask Krishna for answers?
Da li znate koji je jedan jako lijep način da Krishna postavljate pitanja?
You can actually do the following. You can have your question and then read a spiritual book.
A možete učiniti sljedeće, možete imati to svoje pitanje i onda čitati neku duhovnu knjigu.
This is a very nice spiritual technique which I would like to introduce to you.
To je jedna jako lijepa duhovna tehnika koju bih vam želio predstaviti.
You become aware of your spiritual questions.
Postanete svjesni tih svojih duhovnih pitanja.
And then you open a spiritual book.
A zatim otvorite neku duhovnu knjigu.
Bhagavad Gita is very, very suitable for this.
Zato je jako pogodna Bhagavad Gita.
And then you read in the spiritual book with this question in your mind.
I onda sa tim pitanjem u svojem umu čitate tu knjigu.
And very often you Krishna arranges that you just open the book at a point where the answer is very clearly given.
Vrlo često Krishna napravi takav aranžman da kada otvorite tu knjigu, najčešće je ta poenta vrlo jasno objašnjena koja odgovara na vaše pitanje.
This method is called seeing through the eyes of scripture.
Ova metoda se zove vidjeti očima Pita.
You have such wonderful questions. I'm really very much moved and see your very sincere devotees. That's wonderful. Really, so good questions.
Tako lijepo pitanje. Ja i dotaknut sam, vi ste tako iskreni baš.
Dear Sachinanda Maharaj, in the 7th verse of Guru Vashtaka, it is said that the spiritual master should be worshipped as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In which way can we apply this properly?
Dragi Sachinanda Maharaj, u 7. stihu Guru Vashtake je rečeno da se duhovni učitelj treba obožavati kao svevišnja božanska osoba. Na koji način možemo to pravilno primijeniti?
Raghunath Das Goswami gives a very nice and satisfying insight into this question.
Raghunath Das Goswami daje jedan jako lijep uvid u ovo pitanje.
I must personally tell you that I feel so satisfied with the answer of Raghunath Das Goswami, how we should see our spiritual master.
Moram vam reći da sam ja jako zadovoljan sa tim odgovorom koji daje Raghunath Das Goswami, kako bismo trebali da vidimo svoga duhovnog učitelja.
He says we should see him as Mukunda Preshta, that is someone who is very dear to the Lord, who can give liberation.
On kaže da bismo svog duhovnog učitelja trebali gledati kao Mukunda Preshta, što znači nekoga koji je jako drag gospodinu i koji nam može dati oslobođenje.
Now when you have someone who is very dear to a great personality, isn't that person on the similar level as the great personality?
Dakle, kada imate nekoga koji je jako drag nekoj uzvišenoj osobi, da nije onda on na istom nivou kao ta uzvišena osoba.
Let me give you an example, maybe from public life. Let us see, there is a person who is very dear to the president of Bosnia. Do we have is this the political system or? Then maybe it's a little complicated. Then let us say there is a person who is very dear to a king, the old system, huh?
Sada damo jedan primjer koji će možda ovo dobro ilustrovati. Recimo da imamo nekoga koji je jako drag nekom kralju.
Naturally we immediately understand, well, this person dines with the king.
Prirodno da ćemo pomisliti pa ova osoba vjerovatno jede skupa sa njim.
He jokes with the king and he cries with the king.
šali se sa kraljem, onda plače sa njim.
He is really on the same level, in some ways on the same level as a king, although on another level he is totally different.
On je dakle u jednom smislu je na istom nivou sa kraljem, ali u drugom smislu on je nešto potpuno drugačije.
If you please such a person, he will tell to the king, such a nice person I've met, maybe you should invite him to one of your festivals.
Kada zadovoljite tu osobu, onda će ona možda reći kralju, ja, ovo je tako divna osoba, možda bi ga trebao pozvati na neki od naših proslava.
I once read Satsvarup Maharaj's description of his own death.
Jednom sam pročitao opis Satsvarup Maharaja u kojem on opisuje svoju sopstvenu smrt.
It was a poetic description.
To je onako bilo
pjesnički. And says, when I die and the messengers of death come,
Satsvarup Maharaj je rekao, kada umrem doći će glasnici smrti.
They will introduce me to the god of death.
Oni će me predstaviti Bogu smrti.
And I hope they will say, he was a good servant of Srila Prabhupada.
Nadam se da će reći, on je bio dobar sluga Srila Prabhupada.
Because it's clear, if you have somehow a good position with your spiritual master, he can go to Krishna on your behalf.
Dakle, to je, ako imate dobar taj odnos sa svojim duhovnim učiteljem, onda on može da ode Krishni u vaše ime.
He can beg Krishna for some special mercy.
On može moliti Krishnu za neku specijalnu milost.
There is such a song by Bhaktivinoda Thakur who says sings about his spiritual master. Very moving.
Jedna pjesma Bhaktivinoda Thakura gdje on razmišlja o svom duhovnom učitelju. Ona je tako
I am very low, not something special.
Ja sam tako nisko, nisam ništa specijalno.
But I have a very special, great personality, I'm related to him, and he has shown me some mercy.
Ali poznajem jednu takvu uzvišenu osobu i on mi je dao jednu specijalnu milost.
That Vaishnava will go to Krishna on my behalf and tell Krishna, show some mercy to this person, please.
Taj Vaishnava će otići Krishni u moje ime i reći, daj mi svoju milost ovoj osobi.
This is one reason why we need a spiritual master who goes to Krishna and prays for us.
To je jedan razlog zašto nam je potreban duhovni učitelj, zato što on ide Krishni i moli se za nas.
Yes. There's another question. Kada napravimo?
Kada napravimo uvrede prema Bhaktima, kako možemo da ih ispravimo, a da im se ne izvinjavamo lično, jer ne znamo jer ne znamo ni da li će nas razumjeti, pa mogu da nam zamjere. Da im se ne izvinjavamo lično, jer ne znamo ni da li će nas razumjeti, pa mogu da nam zamjere.
It must be a very interesting question.
When you make some offenses towards the devotees, how can we make that up, these offenses, and without going to them personally, because we don't know will they understand us, and so they can hold some grudges towards us.
This question was asked by Madai, Jagai, to Nityananda.
Ovo pitanje je postavio Jagai, gospodinu Nityanandu.
The concept, the situation was a little different, like our situation.
Ta situacija je bila nešto drugačija od naše situacije.
But it has great similarities.
Ali neku ruku je jako slično.
Jagai did not know whom he had offended because he was often drunken and he forgot when he was sober again whom he had beaten or hurt or stolen things from.
Džaga nije znao uopšte prema kom je napravio te uvrede, zato što je često bio pijan, a kada bi došao sebi, uopšte se ne bi sjećao koga je pretukao ili ukrao nešto.
Džaga wanted to go to people and say sorry, but he couldn't because he didn't know who these people were.
Džaga je želio da ode tim osobama da im se izvini, ali nije mogao zato što je tad bio pijan i nije se sjećao.
So one day with tears in his eyes he came to Lord Nityananda and said, "My dear Lord, I have heard so many people."
Zato je on jednog dana otišao gospodin Nityanandi i rekao, "Moj gospodine, ja sam povrijedio tako puno ljudi."
And I was simply so drunken.
A bio sam jednostavno pijan.
I did not know, I do not know who these people are.
Jednostavno ne znam ko su uopšte ti ljudi.
Can you please give me a way how I can how I can be relieved from the offense? How can I serve these Vaishnavas? And Lord Nityananda very simply answered. He said, "Well, you should make a bathing ghat."
Gospodin Nityananda je odgovorio, trebaš da napraviš taj ghat za kupanje.
Hundreds and thousands of devotees will come there.
I stotne hiljada bhakta će dolaziti tu.
And you should serve them.
I trebao bi ih služiti.
So then Jaga did this, you know, he dug with his strong body a wonderful bathing ghat which is still there.
Jaga je to i uradio, sa svojim jakim tijelom je napravio taj ghat koji se još uvijek tu nalazi i danas.
And then whenever someone came, he helped them to bathe.
I kad god bi neko došao tu, on bi im pomogao da se okupaju.
He folded very humbly their clothes. When there was a need of a gamsha, he supplied the gamshas.
Kada bi nekome zatrebala gamša, on bi je dao.
He removed all the spit from the steps.
Uklanjao je sve te nečistoće sa ovih stepenica.
And he became a servant to the Vaishnavas.
I postao je sluga Vaishnava.
So if you have offended a Vaishnava and you don't want to go to him because you feel it might complicate the situation further.
Ako si uvrijedio nekog Vaishnava i ne želiš da mu odeš ništa zato što misliš da bi to možda komplikovalo još više i situaciju.
The best really is to serve that Vaishnava.
Najbolje je u stvari da služiš tog Vaishnava.
And in order to avoid that you make offenses against other devotees, serve them also.
A kako bi izbjegao da napraviš uvrede prema drugim Vaishnavama, isto tako ih služiš.
Very practical.
Vrlo praktično.
Now I need to just ask Mahaprabhu a question. How long do we have the hall?
From the demons, he said, he was talking until 10 o'clock, but we can prolong more.
Okay. Then we need to see with Nanda Nandana. Is she here already? Hare Krishna, Nanga Nangana. Yes, we will make today a function for your deceased husband. And I thought to answer maybe two more questions, but maybe you can prepare already something, a little speech about your husband, maybe 3 or 4 minutes so that the devotees know him, because we will pray for him and give him there will be some nice mercy of Lord Krishna coming from the altar. But it helps, such a function is done that someone has to speak a little bit about it. So I'm requesting you to collect your thoughts, or you may become a little sad and emotional naturally. So maybe you prepare yourself already and yes, so in about 10 minutes we will come to the second part of our program.
And also Jagannath.
Oh, Jagannath is here as well.
Yes.
Oh, please show yourself, Jagannath. Oh, Hare Krishna. Hare Bo. I saw a young man coming in, but I did not recognize you.
Little sister also.
Yeah. So I will request you, Jagannath, you also please then come forward and say a few words. It should be glorifying and so on. And then we will have a nice, it's called a Smriti ceremony. I will explain everything. We will make a little pause of 10 minutes. And there's someone else? Daksha Prabhu also knows him. Oh, very good. Daksha, so please prepare your thoughts. I'm saying it now so that you will not be shocked. What? And so on. Mm-hmm. So we have two more questions, and then we will make a little pause of 10 German minutes. Hare Krishna. And then we will start with a beautiful, nice and deep ceremony. Mm-hmm. Okay. Please listen. Sometimes we think that we do the best in inspiring others, but often for them it is rather pushing than inspiring. How to find a balance? Thank you very much.
Ponekad mislimo da radimo ono što je najbolje za inspiraciju drugima, da se najviše trudimo, ali često vidimo da je to za njih prije nekog guranja nego da je to neka inspiracija. I kako pronaći ravnotežu tome? Hvala puno.
This is a very good question.
Ovo je jako dobro pitanje.
This question points us towards a very important Vaishnav quality.
Ovo nam ukazuje na jednu jako važnu osobinu Vaishnava.
I believe in your language is sami, it's samilosti or it is compassion. Yeah.
To je samilost.
There is a beautiful passage in the Bhagavatam where the servants of Lord Vishnu tell Dhruva Maharaj the condition for going back home back to Godhead.
Postoji jedan divan odlomak iz Šrimad Bhagavatama gdje sluge gospodina Višnu govore o uslovima koji su potrebni da se ispuni kako bi se vratili nazad kući Bogu.
The servants of the Lord say only someone who is merciful towards others can go back home, back to Godhead.
Oni kažu da samo onaj koji ima samilost prema drugima se mogu vratiti nazad kući Bogu.
Samilost, I believe, is a very nice word to express what is exactly this quality. It means you are sama, you are together in some ways. Sama means together, or or the German word is Mitgefühl. You have some feeling for another. Yeah.
Ta riječ jako lijepo opisuje, dakle, da osjećate nešto za druge osobe.
I only know the German word, it means Mitgefühl, it means you feel with someone.
Na njemačkom ta riječ znači da tu osjećate nešto.
This means you must come to the level of that person.
To znači da trebate da dođete na nivo te osobe.
Then you can only help him. I remember once in Mayapur, I was going with a boat over the Ganga, and there was a Western father with his child with me. He had a son on his lap. He was playing very loudly the card, the rompas. And in great ecstasy, he was moving his legs up and down.
I u velikoj ekstazi on je jako se tresao na koljena.
The child was crying like hell.
A dijete je plakalo.
And he very lovingly went like
jako udarao sa ovim.
He did not know much about child education. He thought it is very wonderful, very inspiring to make some nice kirtan noise.
Da je to jako lijepo, inspirativno da pravi te звуки за
кіртан. And I told him, Prabhuji, I'm a sannyasi, you should know better than me, but I tell you, this is not how your child will stop crying.
Я там рекав, Прабхуджі, я сан'ясі, але пак мислим да ти треба да боле знаш то од мене. А мислим да твој син неће тако престат плакати.
He is small.
Он је мал само.
His ears are very fine.
Уши су му тако фине.
He is shocked when you make like this.
Он је шокиран кад
то. You have to have some sunny rest.
Треш ми мал
sunless. Have to have some mitgefühl. That means you must think like the child. And you will, when you lie like this, you will feel immediately, now, why is he always rocking me up and down? As funny as this might sound, we also have to learn this quality when dealing with others.
Koliko god to smiješno može zvučati, mi to tako trebamo da naučimo se toj osobini kada ulazimo u neku interakciju sa drugima.
We have to show that we have to think ourselves in walking in the same moccasins as someone else walks.
Moramo se staviti u to raspoloženje da hodamo u tuđim cipelama.
As a sannyasi, I see many, many people throughout the day. And many times they begin to cry. When I was new in this, I said, oh, don't be so sentimental, please. It's not necessary that you cry. But now I've understood, for me it is totally normal to see me, I mean, it's very bored actually to see me. But others feel differently. There is now always a package of tempos with me, and I give them. When you want to care for others, you have to think yourselves into their situation.
Ako želite da razumijete druge, onda morate da razumijete na njihov način.
So, thank you very, very much. There are still some more questions. What I will do with these questions is two things.
Hvala puno, ovdje ima još puno pitanja, jedno što se čini sa njima, dvije stvari.
I will pray to Lord Krishna that he gives you the answer in the heart.
Molit ću se gospodinu Krišni da vam da odgovor u srcu.
And by Krishna's mercy we have now a very nice part in our webpage. The Sharanagati webpage is called Ask the Swami.
Imamo na našoj Sharanagati stranici na internetu imamo jedan jako lijep dio koji se zove Pitaj Swami.
So there if you visit this your question will be answered.
I ako to posjetite tu stranicu vaše pitanje će biti odgovoreno.
And if you have no computer which I can understand I will pray that it will be answered in the heart.
A ako nemate kompjuter što mogu razumjeti, molit ću da vam to bude odgovoreno u srcu.
By Lord Krishna who gives much better answers than I can.
Od strane gospodina Krishna koji daje mnogo bolje odgovore od mene.
So I want to request all the devotees, first of all I want to really thank you for having made this part of the evening a very inspiring and lively evening.
Prvo bih vam se želio zahvaliti što ste ovaj dio večeri učinili tako inspirativnim
I živim. We will soon go into a very wonderful and deep second part of the evening.
Uskoro ćemo ući u drugi dio večer koji će biti jako dubok.
We have with us a wonderful devotee family, Nanda Nandana and Jagannath.
Sa sobom imamo jako finu porodicu Bhakta, Nanda Nangalu I Jagannath.
Who have done the most amazing services for our movement as journalists and Nityananda band musician.
Koji su učinili nevjerovatnu službu za naš pokret kao novinari I za naš Nityananda Bhajan band.
And their husband and father has left the body just very recently.
Muž I otac te porodice je nedavno napustio tijelo.
And we will dedicate this Nam Yagya so that this soul can progress very nicely in his life. I remember this is really in the tradition of Namyakyas, because last time we had a Namyakya together, we dedicated it to Tamakrishna Goswami. Do you remember? Yeah.
Ovo već postaje tradicija na nama jagijama, na nama jagi. Prošle godine kada smo imali nama jagiju, ona je bila posvećena samo Krishna Goswami.
So it really seems that this is something very spiritual. It happens always again and again. In the same way.
Jako duhovno, pošto se to stalno ponavlja svim lihama.
I would request you now to make a little pause. We will prepare a little, and we will request Radha Kripa to go with a pair of cartels, and she will give you a signal when we can start. The signal will be this.